Thursday night, Yud Aleph Nisan, Dvar Halacha. Okay, I have to stretch this out till my son comes. So, I don't know if people here have struggled with the eating afikoman before chatzos. We paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskin, is you should eat it before chatzos. There are many gedolei poskim who weren't makbid or say that it's totally. Maybe I should start with what it depends on. There's machlokas tanoim until when you can eat the korban pesach, till chatzos or kol alayla. So the question of eating the afikoman, which is zeichel korban pesach, is a question of who we paskin like, and we paskin like the mandi omerat chatzos. So that's why you should eat it till chatzos. So what do you do if you're in a place where you're a guest maybe by someone and they're not makbid? So I've been in that situation because my father-in-law, the Mashalom, was never makbid. They had a rush to eat the kazayas of hamotzi before chatzos. So there are three eitzes. There are three eitzes that the post can give. One is to just be somech. We're talking about a drabonon. We're not talking about a dioraisa, and to be somech on the Rabbi Akiva that you could eat kol alayla, that pesach is eaten kol alayla. You're not making a bracha, so it's not a question of savik brachas lahakel. So you're somech on there are gedolei poskim, and certainly gedolim we know who are not makbid. So you just saimach on them if you find yourself in that situation. If someone would ask me what to do, I would tell them to be makbid, even though it certainly cuts into the seder. But the mitzvah of sipi yitzias mitzrayim kol alayla, the poskim agree, is kol alayla, even according to that man diyomar. So you could. You could stay up. I mean, if you can, you stay up afterwards and be Mesabah B'tzias Mitzrayim Kol Alayla. If you don't know what to do, I recommend learning Chumash Shmos. Chumash Shmos is the story of B'tzias Mitzrayim. One year I learned it with Malbim. I didn't finish it. I barely started it, but that's a good. I mean, if you want to, thinking of ways to learn B'tzias Mitzrayim, like if you just sit and learn Medrash, so it starts to sound like fairy tales, chas v'shalom, after a while, and you don't really gain anything out of it. Then you take out the Gevuras Hashem, and then it's heavy, and then your eyelids get heavy. So maybe something like learning Chumash Shmos, which is the story, so that's the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but learn it with a little depth. You don't have to learn just reading it, which is not bad to do either. You're telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I always felt. You're reading Chumash Shmos, Shmos V'erubov. That's the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if you learn it with a little depth, the Malbim usually has he sticks to pshat, but he gives you a certain amkus to the story. So I would recommend that, or anything that works for you. Anyway, getting back to the eitzes, so one eitz is to be saimach on the, just relax and be saimach on those shittas. Another famous eitz is the Avnei Nezer's eitzah. The Avnei Nezer has a chiddush, which other achronim don't agree with, but his chiddush is that the din that you're not allowed to eat after afikoman is only until the zman of achilas afikoman. Meaning, if the zman of achilas afikoman is till chatzos, then the iser to eat after afikoman is also only until chatzos. And after chatzos, so it's not zman afikoman anymore. So just like you could eat the next day, so you could eat after the zman of afikoman. That's his chiddush. What that allows you to do is to eat a kazayas, or if you want to be from, two kazayasim of matzah as afikoman, let's say 10 minutes before chatzos, and you make a tenai that if the halacha is like the man diyomar till chatzos, so you're eating the afikoman now, and then you just have to not eat for another 8 minutes, 7 minutes till chatzos, and then according to Avnei Nezer, you can eat after chatzos. And if the zman is the whole night, so then you're not eating afikoman now. So then stam you could eat, and then eat the afikoman later after chatzos. That's a famous eitzah of the Avnei Nezer, which is what I've done, and that's what many people do if they're in that situation. A third eitzah, very interesting, is just, it's a different eitzah given by the achronim. It's really the same as the first, but it gives us insight. If you eat after afikoman, So you're not supposed to. You're not allowed to. You're not supposed to. It's wrong. But it's not mevatel the mitzvah safi koman. So that's so the gabi, the iser of eating after afikoman, you can certainly rely. You know, that's their perspective. The first eitzah was, don't eat afikoman now. You'll eat it afterwards with everybody else, and you'll be soimach on the shitas that you could eat it after chatzos. This is saying, no, you eat it before chatzos. Eat the afikoman. This third eitzah, and legabe the iser, call it, or the din, that you're not supposed to eat after the afikoman. So for that, you can certainly rely on the shitas that the zman of afikoman is even after chatzos, and therefore it's like you're not eating, so that you have in mind to eat later the afikoman. And
making a tanai this one also.
No, you don't have to make a tanai. It's like,
did you eat the afikoman? You didn't eat the afikoman.
What?
Did you eat the afikoman?
You eat the afikoman. You're eating the afikoman, according to this eitzah, and then you and you're eating after the afikoman. What? You mean that you're not eating the afikoman? No. And the gabi the iser achila, so you're relying on the mandioma that you could eat it afterwards.
You could eat after the. There's a mandioma that you could eat after the afikoman.
No, but. I guess maybe it's also with the Tanai. He doesn't bring down the Minchas Yitzchok says the Eitzah. He doesn't say the Tanai. Maybe he also means the Tanai. But you make it. So then it's the same as Avnei Nezer, really, basically. Uh-huh. Okay, anyway, that's the Eitzahs you do, and that's it. Okay, we'll stop.